The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Dobemeyer sitting in for Bradley today. Honored to be sitting in for Bradley. Had a chance to lock arms with him up in Michigan about a year ago. Boy, that's a sight to see Coach Dave tipping the scale, standing in there about 5'7", Bradley Dean a foot taller. Boy, we are a mutton at Jeff if there ever was, and it's just a great honor to sit in for him because Bradley Dean is a fighter, not one of these Christian wimps that we see so many places across America, and gave me the great honor to be able to sit in with him today. Folks, so I want you to be able to jump in here and become part of the program. We'll give you a call-in number here that you can get up in the queue. I want to be talking today about something that we've got going on at Target stores. Yeah, I was on with Brad yesterday, spoke about it a little bit yesterday, but it's really beginning to amp up. This whole idea of transgender, neutral gender, whatever you want to call it, bathrooms at Target stores all across America. We went to our local Target store. I went Monday. It was Monday. I'd heard the story about Target letting any man in a woman's bathroom. That's right. You heard me right. Any man is allowed to use a woman's bathroom at Target. I saw it all over the Internet. I saw it on Facebook. So I had to find out for myself. I walked into Target, took my little cell phone camera with me, went in there and I went to the management, went right to the horse's mouth, which, by the way, according to Matthew 18, that's what we're supposed to do, go straight to the source. And I just simply asked the question, can a man use a restroom, a woman's restroom here in Target? And the video is at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. That's my own personal website. All kinds of videos there that you can follow up on. But the video that went viral, it made the Breitbart.com. It's all over the Internet where I go and I simply ask a question, can I as a man walk into that restroom in Target stores? And the sweet little girl who was about 24, 25-year-old manager said, you sure can. She says, all you have to do is self-identify as a woman. I said, what? I'm standing right here as a man looking you right in the eye, and I can tell you that I'm a woman, and I can walk into the women's bathroom here at Target. Is that what you're telling me? She says, yes, sir. As long as you self-identify, you can use the women's restroom. I said, you mean to tell me that my daughter or my wife could be in that restroom, and some strange man could come walking in while my daughter's in there going to the bathroom, and a strange man could come in and use the restroom right there, and nobody's going to stop him? Yes, sir, as long as he self-identifies as a woman. The self-identifies as a woman. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. So yesterday I went to Target. Went and held a sign warning the women, because there's no warning anywhere in Target. You just walk in, they have men's restroom and women's restroom. That's what it says, men and women. No warning that men might be in women's restrooms and no warning that women might be in men's restrooms. So I went in and I held a sign, and my sign said, caution, men may be in women's restrooms. Well, you know what happened? They threw me out. These videos they're all over the Internet. CoachDaveLive.com, you can find them right there. Go look for them yourself if you don't believe me. CoachDaveLive.com. and the police came, and the police didn't even want to arrest me. Target didn't want me arrested. They just wanted me to go away. I was there for about 45 minutes holding that sign. The customers coming in, they couldn't believe it. They said, you tell me that a man can walk into a woman's restroom? So yes, they can. Yes, they can. Folks, listen, this is not about transgendered restrooms. This is about the destruction of everything that is moral and good in the United States of America. That's what's going on. I want to hear from you today. Here's a number. Write it down. You can get in the stack here. Unload this one today. 866, if you want to talk to me, Coach Dave, 866-582-9933. I'm going to give it again. 866-582-9933. I got to know, am I the only guy? Is there something wrong with me? Am I crazy? Have we reached the point in America where godly men like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, men of God like Bradley Dean, where pastors are going to stand around folks and they're going to allow women to be violated by men walking in a women's restroom? Now, please understand this. Understand this is so important for us to realize, my friends. A woman, my wife and my daughter, do not sacrifice their right to an expectation of some modicum of privacy when they go to the restroom. The fact that some dude comes along and says he's a woman does not give him the right to go in and violate the privacy of my wife or my daughter or some 10-year-old girl. We're not talking about transgender rights here, my friends. No, no, no. We're talking about opening up the public restrooms to all type of evil, demented, deviant people. You're going to go in and do things to unsuspecting women. Now, listen, I understand this. Restrooms are dangerous. I understand that not just women are molested in restrooms. I understand that I understand all of that. But we are literally opening up the barn door and inviting every type of deviant to come in. That's what's going on at Target stores all across America. Now, folks, hear me. Hear me. This is not about transgender. Hear me. Any man can walk into a woman's restroom at Target. Yes, any man. Call your local Target store and ask them. Any man can walk into a woman's restroom at Target. All he has to do is say, well, I feel like a woman today. And that's a song, what was Shania Twain sang, right? I feel like a woman. Well, a man can do that now. Man can do that. We see it's happening all across America. That already, just Google it. You'll find out that this is a problem everywhere, that these neutral restrooms are popping up. Perverts are going in there, hiding in the other stall, filming women. They are recording the sounds when the women are going to the restroom. This is happening in America in Target, department store, restrooms, and other open, I don't know what word to use. Jump in there with me. I'm not to have a little bit of dialogue with you. 866-582-9933. Do you think I'm crazy? Have I lost my mind because I want to protect women and children? Have I lost my mind? 866-582-9933. And, of course, one of the other questions I want to be able to ask is, where are our pastors?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
I was a little bit fired up there during that first segment. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. Bradley gave me the honor of being able to. He trusted me. What can I say? He gave me the steering wheel today. Said, Coach Dave, do me a favor. Drive as fast as you want to, but don't put the car in the ditch. So all we're trying to do. You can find more about me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. And again, we're opening up the phone lines if you want to jump in here. Write this down, 866-582-9933. Again, 866-582-9933. Now that I've calmed down a little bit, let me take you back through the story so you know exactly what happened here at Target stores. And by the way, this is, in fact, corporate policy all across America. Folks, listen. We are all things holy and righteous. If you listen to Bradley Dean regularly, you know that Sons of Liberty Radio, they're constantly warning you that we are in a cultural war. We are for sure in a cultural war. And unfortunately, our side has been missing in this war. It's almost, we've lost because it's almost been a forfeit. We usually fail to even put a team on the field. Well, that's what we try to do here at Pass the Salt Ministries, which is the ministry that we run, and we try to take the biography. I'm sorry, take theology of the Bible and make a biography in the streets. In other words, we try to live out our faith. We like to go out where the big dogs roam. We try to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to make it relevant to America's society. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching what's going on all around us, and we're obviously not doing very well in this cultural war. In fact, it was James Dobson himself, who about 6 or 7 years ago said we have to admit that in an earthly sense, we've lost every one of these battles. And now they're trying to do away with restroom designation. Male restrooms, females. When you're in elementary school, boys and girls. for I don't even know how long. As long as there's been a world, I suppose. As long as there's been an America anyway. Boys went in boys' restrooms and girls went in girls' restrooms. And it was very easy to identify which you were. It was done by two ways. Number one, scientifically, the male has what they call an XY chromosome. The woman has an XX chromosome. Now, here I go, getting messed up with my science. I could have it backwards. Don't laugh at me. I could have it backwards. But one has a double X and one has a double Y, or an X and a Y. And as a result of having that chromosome, you end up with having a different genitalia. It's a Christian radio station. You understand what I'm talking about with genitalia. I'm talking about different sex organs. And when you see a little baby, and the baby's born, the doctor takes a look when the baby comes out, and because he looks at the plumbing, he says, ah, a little boy. Or, ah, a little girl. It's determined by the XX or XY chromosome, and that is scientifically proven by what is between the legs of the child. Trying to keep this as clean as I can. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Well, for millennia, forever, that's how people were identified. That's a little boy and that's a little girl. But it's only in the gender confusion that we see going on what the scientists call dysphoria. And dysphoria is nothing more than a word that means confusion in the way you see yourself. Dysphoria. That a man is now able, permitted in the United States of America, to say that he's a woman and be taken seriously. We used to call those cross-dressers years ago. Guys who did it in private. Now we see, according to Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, now we're seeing guys who are actually trying to make the transition from a man to a woman. Hey, guys, folks, you can't do that. Oh, you can change the plumbing. You can put on makeup. You can grow long hair and you can shave your face. But you cannot get away from the genetic reality of XX and XY. You are, when they put you in the grave and they do a DNA test on you, they will determine whether you're a boy or girl. In fact, if we just think about science right now, we watch them when they dig up one of these mummies or they dig up a body that's been buried out in the woods, and they don't know who the victim was. They do a very quick study, and they determine that it was a man, approximately a 28-year-old man that was died and has been laying there for 3 years, or a 28-year-old woman. And how did they do that? Because the DNA does not lie. Only in America. Only in America can they get away with this foolishness that a man can self-identify as a woman. You know, right now today, Bruce Jenner, he still has male genitalia. You do know that, don't you? I don't believe he's completed any type of surgeries or anything yet. That if he were to lose all of his clothes and he were to die and he were to lay out in the woods and we would find him in a month after he died, they would say that's a man. There lays a man. Folks, we're losing our mind in America. We're losing our mind in America. And this idea of transgender restrooms or gender-neutral restrooms is a new demonic. Yes, I'm going to say it. It is a demonic idea that's come straight from the pit of hell. The Bible tells us that God made them male and female. Male and female created them. He's them. We're smart enough to have this figured out, aren't we? We're smart enough. Yet here, because the scriptures tell us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:7, I think it is, although I could be wrong, that because we've rejected the truth, that the Lord himself has sent a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. And we see people who believe that men are women and women are men, and we don't even raise up an eyebrow about it anymore. But that's not what's going on here at Target stores. No. It's not about transgenders. It's about Coach Dave being able to walk in there tomorrow and tell him I'm a woman. And I want to go into the woman's restroom, especially after I've seen a pretty little thing go in ahead of me. I'm allowed to do that in Target stores. How do I know? We went there and we filmed it. We have it on film. Google it. Look all across. Call Target yourself. Ask them what it is. So I went. I recorded it. Did what the Bible says, Matthew 18, you go to the person first. I went to the manager. She explained the whole thing to me. You feel like a woman, you can go in a woman's restroom. Going to warn anybody in there? Is there, if there's a woman in there, do I need to knock and say, man on the floor? Do I need to do that, or I just walk in? No, no, no. You can just walk in. You self-identify. I wondered if I could self-identify as the owner of Target. Could I say, I think I'm the owner of Target, and I want all your money. Would they let me get away with that? How about if I said this? I feel like I'm a cat today. Is there a litter box around here? Can I self-identify as a cat? Police officers all came, and of course you can see that again at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. You can see all the videos there. And the crazy thing was, police officers didn't know. They don't know what the law is. I said, can a man walk into a woman's restroom? They didn't know the answer. They didn't know the answer to that. We live in a crazy world, folks. Love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean here on Sons of Liberty Radio. So there I was with the police outside. After I met with the manager, I went back the next day. I walked my 29-year-old daughter, and she went into the bathroom, and I followed, and I took a sign with me that said warning, or caution, I'm sorry, caution. Men may be in women's restrooms. We stood there, and we warned the people coming, and they had no idea. The customers coming in had no idea. Not one woman knew that if she went in the restroom, that a man could come walking in. See, here's what they want, friends. They don't want equal rights. They want special rights. Because the equal rights would say this, all men, all those with male genitalia use the men's restroom, and all those with female genitalia use the women's restroom. That is equal rights. No, 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 no. No, they always want special rights. Special rights. I want to identify as a woman, so I want to go over there, even though medically, scientifically, there's absolutely no proof or indication that this woman or this man is anything other than what they have been genetically born. You ever heard that? Born that way? Yeah. You were born a man and you were born a woman. Coach Dave, 866-582-9933. So we're having another rally tonight. I'm almost up against the break. Here in Heath, Ohio. We're going back to Target again today. I'm taking some friends with me. We put out a Facebook post. Come and join us. Let's not let Target get away with this. Let's not let the homosexual mafia get away with this. Let's stand up and let's push back now, because if we don't, oh yeah, they'll be messing with the restrooms in the schools, and they'll be messing with the restrooms in the churches, and they'll be messing with the restrooms every...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
They're a transgender restroom. Sounds like a good word, doesn't it? Harmless word, transgender restrooms. I mean, I wonder, talk about the minority. I wonder what percentage of Americans would identify as transgender. What percentage do you suppose that would be? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Honored that Bradley would trust me to get behind the microphone. Hope I don't mess it up here too much. What percentage of people do you suppose it is that they want us now to change our entire national bathroom policy based on the fact that some men, some women are deluded into thinking that they are somehow a different sex than what they've been genetically born? But how do you do that, folks? How do I walk in anywhere and say, I know what? I think I'm an NBA basketball player. I think I deserve to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. I feel like LeBron James today. Well, you'd laugh at me and say, well, you're not LeBron James. Coach Dave, LeBron's 6'9", and you're only 5'7". You're not LeBron James. Oh, no. No, you're just looking at what you see inside. I'm telling you, inside, I'm LeBron James. I ought to be able to go play and make $60 million. Or how about this one? You know what? I'm the President of the United States. I know that I don't look like it. Maybe I don't look at it, but I just feel inside that I'm President of the United States. And I want to have all the privileges that the President of the United States has. Or how about this one? I was just thinking about it today. I think I'm a dog. I really do. I really think I'm a dog. Say, well, you don't look like a dog, don't you? There's no way that you are. In fact, your genetics tells you you're not a dog. Your genetics says that you're a human being. Yeah, I know that. I know that, but I feel like I'm a dog. What's happened to us, friend? What's happened to us? See, I think it falls back to the idea of Matthew chapter 7, and who are you to judge, right? Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, judge not yet, lest you be judged. And we've taken that, and we've so totally, completely misunderstood that scripture. Judge not. That word judge means to bring a sentence upon. A judge brings a judgment. You go to stand before a judge, and he says you're guilty, and he sentences you to 30 years in jail. That's what it means not to judge. I raised two beautiful daughters. I got to tell you something. When a guy came to our door and knocked on the door and wanted to know if he could take my daughter to the prom, I did some very serious judging. Looked him up one side and down the other, figured whether or not I was going to trust him to take my precious daughter. A wise man judges. A wise man judges. So we look at what's going on here in this deviant, I hate to even use the initials, A-L-G-B-T-Q, throw whatever initial you throw out. What is going on? Not what's going on with them, what's going on with us? What's happened to us, folks, in our heart, that we would be deceived into believing such a monstrous lie that a man can self-identify as a woman and walk into a restroom at the Target store? What's going on? What's going on? You do know this. I'll tread into some territory a lot of people won't go into. I'm going to go there. We know that till about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago now, that homosexuality was considered a mental illness. It was a mental illness. And as I learned a long time ago, that whatever you legalize, you get more of. You legalize divorce, you get more divorce. You legalize abortion, you get 70 million of them. You legalize homosexuality, you get more of them, more of it. Whatever you legalize, you get more of. There was a time in America when we raised up a standard against those things and said, no, that's right and that's wrong. No, this is right and this is wrong. You want to follow what's right and reject what's wrong. But then they bought into that lie, the church in particular. Who are you to judge? Why are you making it? Why are you passing judgment on somebody else? And as a result, there is no longer any right and wrong. The scripture tells us that when there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. In other words, who are you to judge? And another aspect that the average person doesn't want to get into. Again, I'm sorry, this is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Bradley Dean, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Bradley. The other aspect of it that they don't want to talk about, it that we as Christians need to understand, is that there's a spiritual dynamic to it. And by spiritual dynamic, I mean this. It's demonic, my friend. It's demonic. There's an invisible spiritual world around us. Invisible in that we can't see it. It's not invisible. But Jesus, John chapter 3, I'm sorry, not John, but John chapter 3, when Nicodemus came to John, came to Jesus in John chapter 3, I'll get it right here, promise. He said, there's something unusual about you, Lord, I'm paraphrasing. Nicodemus said to Jesus, there's something unusual about you. What's going on here? And Jesus said, Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom. Then he went on to say, you can't enter it, you can't even see it. There's an invisible kingdom around us, an invisible world, where demons are and angels are. And we know from certainly reading the scripture that Jesus went around casting out devils, casting out demons out of people. And as Christians, we no longer even consider the fact that what's going on in regard to all this sexual deviancy is demonic. The people have opened their minds and their souls to demonic activity. That's right. Pornography. playing house when you're a young kid, being molested, watching television shows, listening to music. The Bible calls it the ear gate and the eye gate and the senses gate. We open up opportunities for the demonic realm to get in and influence us. Can somebody tell me this? How could Bruce Jenner, the Wheaties box guy, the world's greatest athlete back in the 1970s, how could Bruce Jenner all of a sudden wake up at 63, 64 years old and say he's no longer grandpa, he's grandma? And for us to take him seriously. Well, the God of this world has blinded us, folks, to the reality of the demonic realm and the influences of the demonic realm. And we as Christians above all people ought to understand this. And ought to understand exactly what's going on around us. We are under a demonic assault in this world like none of us could have ever imagined. That's exactly what's going on today. Want to jump in here? I'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. I'll do it again. 866-582-9933. So then we get faced with this one, folks. What are we supposed to do about it? What is it a Christian man is supposed to do? Are we supposed to sit idly by and allow restrooms, girls' restrooms, to be open to any man to walk into that restroom? Again, that's the policy of Target, not transgendered women. That's a whole different animal. But any man who self-identifies as a woman can walk into the restroom. What does our faith teach us? Are we to do anything about it? Are we to sit back and allow it to go on? Are we to love the sinner? Are we supposed to remain silently hiding inside our churches while opportunities for child molestation or virtue of women, children being robbed? Are we supposed to just sit back and allow this kind of thing to go on? What does our faith compel us to do? What is it that a man would do? See, men used to rescue women, protect women, rescue and protect women and orphans. In fact, again, the scripture says that we're to rescue those who are unjustly led to the slaughter. That men are supposed to be protectors of the women and children. What's happened to the church in particular, and Christian men in general, that they no longer stand and defend the defenseless? Oh, boy, my Facebook page is blowing up. Oh, they're calling me all kinds of names. They're calling me a bigot. They're calling me a homophobe. They're calling me a hate monger. They're calling me all kinds of names simply because I want America. I want us all to live to some type of standard which we can all get along. Equal rights, not special rights. I'm going to say that again. Equal rights. Men go in men's restrooms. Women go in women's restrooms. No cross-restrooming based on the way that you were born. But the homosexual mafia and the homosexual agenda, they changed the rules on it. They want it to be special rights. They want to be able to self-determine what restroom they're going to go into. We're up against the break. Coach Dave Dobemeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. One segment left. If you want to jump in there, I'd love to have a dialogue. 866-582-9933. Again, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Man, where'd the time go? Rush Limbaugh says it's the fastest 3 hour in media. This has got to be the fastest hour in media. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean here at Sons of Liberty Radio, and man, can't believe the time has flown by. Hey, listen, again, my website, CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I got all kinds of great stuff there at our website. I do a little 5-day-a-week morning internet program I think you'll love. It's called Pass Assault. Those programs are all archived at CoachDaveLive.com. I got YouTube videos. I've got commentaries. We got the whole gamut of stuff out there. I'd love for you just to check us out at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Again, I want to touch on a question: is what really what's the obligation of a Christian man? What's a Christian man supposed to do? In this lost and dying world that we see all around us, what is it that we're supposed to do when we see all this evil that's running rampant? Now, one of the things that's paralyzing us, one of the things that has happened to us is we have people say, well, Coach, I hear it a lot. See, Coach, listen, I don't know why you worry about all this stuff. It's what the Bible says is going to happen in the end, and we're in the end times, and Coach, you're just fighting against something you can't control. And, you know, I'm not going to get here and argue about that. I know the Bible teaches me that I'm supposed to occupy until he returns. I know that the scripture tells me that for he who knows to do good and not to do it, to him it is sin. I know that there's a possibility that men are going to walk into a restroom with an unsuspecting woman in it, or young girl or little girl. And I know that that's a possibility. Am I supposed to just remain silent? I said, well, Coach Dave, Bradley, you can't You can't legislate morality. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard, because that's exactly what the left does all the time, legislate morality. In fact, if we remain silent at this time in regards of to Target, they're going to legislate morality. And what are they going to legislate? They're going to legislate that a man can walk into a woman's restroom. That's exactly what the battle was about down in North Carolina. Did you follow that story? Started out with this, the city of North Carolina tried to pass one of these gender-neutral bathrooms. In fact, they did. The city council passed it. The citizens were in an uproar. They called their state officials, and the state officials canceled that. Said, no, no, in the state of North Carolina, restrooms are men and women. That's it. Based on what your sex of birth was. Well, my goodness, PayPal said, we're going to leave North Carolina. The NBA All-Star Game, which is scheduled for North Carolina, said, no, no, we're not going to hold the NBA All-Star Game down there. No way. We're not going to go down to where those bigots are. Coca-Cola says, we're going to pull out. All of these companies begin to pull out for what they say is discrimination. When, folks, it isn't discrimination at all. And today, what do we see happening down in North Carolina? Men and women, moms and pops, guys like me and you are standing up and they're pushing back. And they're encouraging their state legislature to hold firm. I believe it was the governor of North Carolina who made the statement. It was a shocking statement. He said the homosexual lobby is more powerful than the National Rifle Association, the NRA. He said the homosexual lobby has more power than the NRA. How can that be? Well, I tell you how it can be. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. See, as much as we don't understand the spiritual realm, there is a spiritual strongman. The Bible talks about this all the time, friends. Evil spirits in high places, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, in high places, the scriptures tell us. It's not just a spirit or an enemy that's trying to ruin your finances or make you sick. It's a battle for good and evil. Genesis 6. The word says that I will put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Eternal fight and eternal struggle between the devil and his kids and the Lord and his kids. That's right. We're not all the Lord's children. In fact, we heard a couple different times in the Bible, the statement was uttered, you're of your father, the devil. The works of your father, you will do. Devil has kids. The spiritual war that's going on. The principalities and powers have blinded us. The scripture is very clear. Our eyes are blinded to the truth. We cannot understand. We are being deceived to think that this is about a sexual orientation. As a kid, as a Boy Scout, Cub Scout, I never really ever became a former Boy Scout. They taught us this thing called orientation. And that meant that when you went out in the woods and you were camping out in the woods and you got lost and you didn't know north from south or east from west, they showed you ways that you would be able to get oriented. That you would know which direction you would walk. Where the sun comes up is always the east. Where the sun goes down is always the west. Where dead north is, where dead south is, so you could get oriented. Well, friends, the sexual orientation, those people are off center. Their compass doesn't work. And the fact that they are confused, that they are lost, doesn't mean that we need to change every one of our laws in order to accommodate their lostness. It's special rights. That's not equal rights. But they've been such masters at it. They've been such experts at the way they fight their battles. They've been so deceptive that we no longer are able to see the truth. The idea of how they quietly... Remember this? Remember this? Remember when the homosexuals just wanted to be tolerated? Just wanted to be accepted, that's all. They just wanted to be accepted. And then once they were accepted, oh, no, 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 then they wanted to be recognized. And then not only did they want to be recognized, they wanted to parade their sin down Broad Street, have parades. And then when they got past being accepted, then they wanted to be honored. Then they wanted to have Gay Pride Month. And then they just wanted to be able to come out of the closet. They just wanted to live just as normal people. And then they wanted to force you to marry them. And then once they were able to force you to marry them, now they want to force you to be able to let them come into men's restrooms. Evil spirits in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. My friends, we wrestle. We're supposed to be wrestling. We're supposed to be fighting. We're supposed to be pushing back. We're supposed to be occupying until he returns. We're supposed to be holding ground. We're not supposed to be meeting and greeting and retreating inside our stained glass fortresses and hiding from the enemy. The Lord told us to go ye, not come ye. Go ye where? Into all the world. Go ye into all the world. And do what? Take the gospel of Jesus Christ and do what? Teach them all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. We're supposed to take this thing, this gift of salvation, this gift of right and wrong. We're supposed to take it and teach it. Take and teach. Take and teach. What's happened is because we've withdrawn and we haven't done that. We're now living in a society where the devil's kids are making all the rules. They're making all the rules. And we're trying to live under the rules that they make, and it comes in conflict with what we know to be the truth. It's critical we win this fight. Fight this fight and win this fight, folks, because if they don't, if we let them, if we don't push back, if we become fooled that it's just about transgender rights, if that's all about, that's all it's about, if we buy that lie, we don't push back, there'll be no male-female restrooms in our schools. There'll be no male-female restrooms in our churches. There'll be no male-female restrooms in our malls. There'll be no male-female designations everywhere you look. In fact, that's exactly what it is that they're trying to do. Folks, we live in unbelievable times. Go to our website. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and watch the videos. The interview that I did with the police when they threatened to arrest me for going to Target. Watch the interview where I sat down with the manager and had them explain to me what the rules were. Watch that stuff. Educate yourself. Engage in this battle. Stand up and be counted. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I've been sitting in for Bradley Dean today here at Sons of Liberty Radio. God bless Bradley and all he does. And folks, it's time that we stood up for truth. We stood up for the gospel. We pushed back against the forces of darkness. God bless you all. Thanks, Bradley, for letting me sit in. See you next time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-